科学家预言呢，未来不久，人们将能够通过吞药丸来获取知识。一颗药丸下肚呢，就可能学会了一门外语。有这么简单的方法，那中国的同学们再也不用担心英语学习了。Huffington Post reports, will we soon learn languages by taking a pill? Scientists predicts humans will ingest information within 30 years. Slaving over textbooks and spending hours in a classroom, conjugating verbs could be a thing of the past.If one scientist's predictions come true. Nicholas Negroponte of MIT predicted the demise of the computer mouse back in the 1980s and now thinks that it could be just 30 years until we can ingest languages.
Well, it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
We should bear in mind that Nicholas Negroponte of MIT was wrong in predicting the demise of the computer mouse. Just take a look around your office or around your university.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's using a mouse. I know that we don't use them on our handheld devices,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, the mouse has not gone. So he was wrong about mm-hmm. this. I mean, he was wrong 35 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I really can't see technically how it could be done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's easy enough to make these claims.But where's the evidence? Where's the technology? Where's the science? There isn't any. He doesn't tell us how we're going to learn a language by swallowing a pill.
Mm-hmm. But I believe that when I was reading the report that many Chinese students would feel very happy because there will be no worry about learning English anymore.
Yeah.
However, you broke their dream, Mark.
But you know, I think that Nicholas Negroponte is wrong
mm-hmm.
in a much bigger way. I mean, I think that,the idea that we will swallow a pill to learn a language, well, how is that going to work? He doesn't tell us. However, what we do know exists now
mm-hmm.
are the apps, where you can have an app on your phone, you speak into it in English,
mm-hmm.
and a voice comes out in Chinese with
mm-hmm.
the translation. That's available now.
Yeah.
And it works, too. It's very useful for many, many different languages.
I think
we have that now. Mm-hmm. That's the future, surely, of international communication.
Yeah, I've seen the messages you sent out, Mark, by these translation apps. I think only 50% of them are correct.
That's because you are an excellent linguist, very good at English.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is that I want to communicate a simple message.
Mm-hmm.
For that, it works fine.
Yeah,
the grammar's not perfect, I admit,
mm-hmm.
but the technology is there. For
mm-hmm.
example, I can communicate speaking only in English with people that speak no English,
mm-hmm.
and they can speak back into my iPhone the answer in Chinese,
mm-hmm.
and it then comes out of the speaker in English,
mm-hmm.
which I can understand. So that exists now. That's an app for the iPhone,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure you can get it for Android devices too.
Yeah. 说完了神奇的药片呢，再来看一种。